Hear the Gospel of Christ. Glory to Christ our Saviour. We read from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 4, starting at verse 16, speaking about Jesus. He went to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And on the Sabbath day he went into the synagogue, as was his custom. He stood up to read, and the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him. Unrolling it, he found the place where it is written, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners, and recovery of sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favour." Then he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. The eyes of everyone in the synagogue were fastened on him. He began by saying to them, "Today, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." This is the Gospel of Christ. Praise to Christ our Lord.
Behind me. That makes me nervous. Okay. That's just a legacy for my brothers. Having people behind me is not good, but there we go. Just bear with me. Sorry? Well, that could be disclosing family tree secrets. We're here for Malcolm and Sarah this morning. All these readings that we've heard, I just want to hold you in prayer first, so let's pray. Lord, as we come and gather in your spirit this morning, to welcome Reverend Malcolm, his family, and Student Minister Sarah and her family, we also thank you for the gathering of Well Street United Church here in Buckingham, of Bicester, of Brackley, of Silverstone, Toaster, Steeple Claydon, Gorcott and Thornborough. Lord, we pray as we begin a new season together that we are worthy of your calling and that we are worth pausing now to listen to the words that you have for each one of us called by name, called by nature, and called by talent. Lord, we are a community held in your midst, held in your love, ready and willing to walk with you. Amen. It is really lovely to see all the faces from across the circuit and sharing in bread and wine together this morning. And the readings we have are the set readings for the welcome service. I dare not deviate from those. Thank you, Katie, for bearing with me with my different PowerPoints. Because the welcome services for ministers are now handed back to superintendents. So this is the first welcome service I've led as a superintendent of this circuit. You might have been around when Jocelyn and I were welcomed in 23, me as superintendent and Jocelyn as a part-time minister in Bicester, and then I arrived, as you know, in 21. So this is my third welcome service personally, but the first leading it with Katie and the team. But any welcome service is not just about Malcolm or Sarah or me or Jocelyn or Katie or the staff, about anybody arriving, really. And I'm glad that you found it with your sat-nav, wandering your way through the Lace Hill estate. This morning is about our circuit community stopping, and I mean that, stopping to ask our loving God, "What are you saying to us now?" It is not just about welcome. It is about discerning the season among us. So from the Isaiah reading, The prophet speaks of someone anointed, anointed to bring good news to the poor, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and to comfort those who mourn. It is a job description, soaked in God's spirit and aimed entirely outwards. Anointed to feel spiritually fulfilled. All of us are anointed by God this morning to serve others and be outward facing for the poor, the brokenhearted, the captive, and the grieving. Whoever this is, our calling is defined by whom we serve. And God has placed us in our communities across the circuit. And each of us have a distinct and different calling and ministry to our community. And we gather together to anoint one another again and to discern for who it is we are called to serve. Jesus, as a teenager, claiming that was quite audacious. Who was he, the son of a carpenter, to stand up in the synagogue and proclaim his identity and his purpose? And all of you, as you receive bread and wine this morning, will also claim your identity and purpose in the sight of God. So that is the four. What are you for? What is your purpose? You are spiritually anointed by God. And then we have the Luke reading. We had it third, but I'm going to put it in the middle here. Reflecting that passage in the synagogue. Jesus reading exactly the passage from Isaiah. He sits down and says, "Today this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing, not one day, not long ago, but today." He plants Isaiah's ancient promise firmly in the present tense, in that room, among people who knew him as the carpenter's son, and people who knew his parenthood and his lineage. So the when is really important, because this is worth noticing as we begin a new season in this circuit and a new ministry. Calling is not only one thing that happens once. And I've preached on that many times and also here. It is not just one burning bush or one ordination moment or one stirring of the spirit in your heart. It becomes renewed, reread, and fulfilled every day as you start your day in prayer and you come before God. In this room this morning, amongst the people that we know and love and serve together, reflecting our villages, our market towns, people who have known us a long time, we come because we know our calling. And whatever God has called and said to Malcolm and to Sarah when they first sensed their call, the same word is being read out again today among each one of us. And we are asking it to be fulfilled here in the presence of God. So if we know the four and the purpose, the job description of our call, if we know the when, we then move to the how. And Philippians 2 has been a familiar chapter to you through the Bible month of June and here in August. If Isaiah tells us what our calling is for, and Luke tells us where it happens and when it happens, Paul tells us how we are to carry it together. Paul, ever practical. He does not start with doctrine. He starts with what is already happening among us. And I have left in the entrance hall, or some of you might have them, and we're working on them for every church, what is happening on a regular basis, day by day, in our churches and communities. And we've put together prayer posters for you to support that work. What is already happening is Christ is at work in encouragement, comfort, shared participation in the Spirit, affection and sympathy. And then he turns to those who are actively working. Do nothing from selfish ambition. Count others more significant than yourselves. Look not only to your own interests, but also to the interests of others. This is discipleship, worked out with our hands and our time, not just held in our hearts. Richard's okay, he's off to the bathroom. Thank you, Richard. Working out what our calling, our discipleship means as a community, as it takes concrete shape across this new connectional year, looks like praying together, not just for our own concerns, but for each other's, for our chapels, our churches, our towns and our villages. It looks like serving one another, turning up, sharing the load, letting someone else's needs shape our week. It looks like pastoral care, offered in every direction, not flowing only from minister to member, but between neighbours, churches, villages, chapels, that can easily feel separate, but are called to look for each other's interests. It looks like community service that reaches beyond our own doors. The poor, the brokenhearted, the captive of Isaiah's reading, made real in toaster fridge, food banks, home visits, our meals together, welcoming the isolated, standing alongside whoever in Buckingham, Bicester, Brackley, Silverstone, Toaster, Steeple Claydon, Gorcott or Thornborough, need someone to notice them today and across this weeks and months. Paul shows us what this looks like to be fully lived out in a person. Christ, who though he was in the form of God, emptied himself in the form of a servant and humbled himself, obedient to all on the cross. And this is the pattern we are called to follow. Not a mind that merely agrees, but a mind that empties itself into service. A shape of ministry that takes when several people share it, across leadership teams, circuit staff, several linked communities. Not one person doing everything, not each place going alone, but many people with the same servant mind, looking out for each other's interests. Reverends Malcolm, Sarah and Jocelyn, Katie, Sarah student presbyter, Katie as our local lay pastor, our circuit leadership team, every leader and person of position in our churches, every member, different roles, different villages, different histories, one mind, the mind of Christ, worked out in prayer, service, and care for one another. So what might God be saying to us in this new season of welcome? Perhaps it is this: the good news that Isaiah describes, the poor, the brokenhearted, the captive, it is still a job description. Whatever else changes, with new faces and new patterns of ministry, the outward focus does not change. It is always this, that today is still the day it is fulfilled, not in some future time once everyone has settled in, but now in the ordinary services, the visits, the Bible studies, the conversations, are putting together acts of worship. And perhaps you're sat amongst us here this morning and you are being invited to become a wider family of churches in the mind that Paul describes. Humble, united, servant-hearted towards each other across every village and town. We do not know yet exactly what shape this season will take. This is honestly why we gather for worship, for our life groups, our home groups, our Bible studies, to discern, to listen, to pray together, to simply affirm one another. We do know the pattern we are stepping into, an anointing for others, a today that keeps being fulfilled, and a shared mind that looks like Christ. So as we welcome Malcolm and Sarah this morning, we are not just welcoming two people into two roles. We are renewing together the same question Jesus put to the synagogue, with this ancient promise be fulfilled here today among us. Let us listen for the answer together across every one of these communities that are represented here this morning as this new season begins. Loving God, what are you saying to us in this new season? Give us ears to hear it and the humility and unity to live it out together. Amen. And I have some prayer action points for you, which will be on the communion table to pick up as you receive bread and wine later. Prayer action points to pray for Malcolm and Sarah, for our wider staff team, for praying together, for serving one another, and for pastoral care. This will also be shared to the churches, be shared amongst your own communities. So we now have the presentation, promises, and welcome. So Malcolm and Sarah, can you step forward, please? Sisters and brothers, I present to you Reverend Malcolm, whom the conference has appointed to serve in this circuit on a 0.49 basis across the days of Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday. And we all know that's flexible. And Sarah, as a student presbyter, has a boundary of hours, but we are yet to work out what that looks like. The questions for Malcolm. Malcolm, will you hold before us the story of God's love and mercy, above all, the gospel of our Saviour, Jesus Christ? And will you be among us as one who preaches the word of God, administers baptism, presides at the Lord's Supper, teaches the faith, and cares for the flock?
I will, trusting that God will help me.
I ask God to help me, and I invite you all to join with me in proclaiming the life of hope. Through Christ, we have good news to share. Will you hold before us God's call to holy living, and be among us as one who awakens the careless and strengthens the faithful?
I will. God be my helper.
I ask God to help me, and I invite you all to join with me in the commitment to the way of Christ. May we reveal Christ's way through our words and example. Will you hold before us God's commitment to human community, to our neighbourhoods and all who live within them, and to the word that God has made?
I will. Trusting that God will help me.
I ask God to help me, and I invite you all to join with me in the sharing of God's all-embracing love.
May you respond to Christ in all we need.
And I invite Mick to come forward as our circuit steward.
Sisters and brothers, will you welcome Malcolm and Sarah? And will you both offer them your friendship, support, and prayers? as we join together in the work to which God has called us.
With God's help, we will.
Thank you, Mick. We now have a response from Malcolm. Want to respond?
I thank you for your welcome. I will work with you and pray for you. It's a great delight to be here this morning and to share with you. I'm looking forward to these journeys up and down from Northampton to Buckingham and Bicester and Brecon. I like travelling because that's what life's about. In my old banger, I enjoy it. And I've always travelled, having begun my ministry almost 40 years ago now in Zambia, where I was ordained after about a year and began my work really kind of in charge of 22 churches all over. And that's when I really enjoyed travelling up and down dirt roads and all sorts of places. It's just a great joy to carry on that journey and to be with you. And as the liturgy has said, to work alongside you, to work together, and as Sarah has indicated, to point, to experience new things, because every day is a new day. The journeys of the past are important. The journeys of the future are yet to be made. And I look forward to journeying with you.
Thank you. Before we ask people who are here and sort of planted amongst you to come and shake both their hands as words of welcome, as representatives from other churches and from other communities. So that means if you are from a representative church, there should be one of you from each church to come forward. And I know that you all sat together because you love each other so much. So just choose who wants to come forward in a minute. But I'm just going to ask Sarah to respond about our welcome. Having been here for 60 hours already, she's tested us out before accepting the circuit base. And I was put through an interview as well to see whether we were a match, and we were a good match. So what do you want to say about all of that, Sarah?
Well, also, I want to thank you for your welcome. I'm not sure if it was me testing you out or you testing me out, but either way, we are here now, and it's really good to see familiar faces, people that I've already started to get to know when I was here last term, and it's just a joy to have the security of knowing that I'm here now for the next 2 years, to get to know you all even better, and who knows what we will achieve in the next 2 years. So it's just great to be with you. Thank you for your warm welcome last term when I was here for a shorter time, and for welcoming back now.
Thank you.